Yosichas Am Parashat Mahabhu Kaisai.
Good morning. Everyone knows that it's brought in Svaran HaKadoshim, it's brought in Shalach HaKadoshim, it's brought in Shavuos, it's brought in Yisrael Mishar Shavoidah, Siddur Bank of Emden, that of all the Shalosh Regalim, all the Yom Tovim in the calendar, the most freilich, the most simchadik is Shchag HaShavuos HaBaleinu L'Tovah. Because it's the simcha of giving Chidol and Halal to the Rebbeinu Shalom for Torah. And that's a chmir, that is a remez l'dover, in the Indian from Birchas HaTorah. I want to speak just about Akdoma Teshuvos of the concept of Birchas HaTorah. The Hektim, there's a tzlach in Broche is Daf Samach Dalet, who writes that Birchas HaTorah, Bekavona, is a school of niflo to remember Torah. Where does he take this from? The Gemara says in the Dorum Daf Lamed Ches that Moshe Rabbeinu was learned Torah, umeshachal. Even Moshe Rabbeinu, he could not grasp Torah. Until the Eibishter gave him a maton. Is the churukum dois. It's impossible for a mortal, a yulud isha, to absorb the Torah, which is chachmasa yiritzayin yizbarach, which is ein sof. Unless the Eibishter gives him, it becomes yours. You have a kinyan in Torah. And the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah and Afyutes and Kiddushin that initially Torah is called the Torah of the Rabbeinu Shalom, the Batchila. The Besayif, it's called your Torah. It's Besayras Hashem Chevtsoi uVesayras Soi, then it becomes yours, which is the Mokr. The Gemara says, a Talmud Chacham, once he acquires Torah, he's able to be Moichel on his covenant Torah. What difference between Chila, with Karatish Shalak HaKadosh Baruch Hu, uBesof? So Rashi says, when you're starting learning the Torah of the Eibishter, when you Harveh, when a person is Goyris and Luyman, Shoyin and Talmud, then it becomes, that's how Rashi, it becomes Torah Soi. The Slach Taich is different. The Taich is based on the famous Gemara in Brachas Taflam. Hey, Rav Levi Yerami, one pasuk until them says, Lashem Ha'oretz Umloya. The other pasuk says, Ashamayim Shamayim Lashem, Vorech Nosel of the Odo. Says the Gemara, Loi Kasha, Kan Koidim Bracha, Kan Lacha Bracha. Before you make the Bracha, bury up your eights, the apple is the Rabbein Shalom, Lashem Ha'oretz Umloya. Once you make the Bracha, your Koina, the apple, it becomes yours. The Eibishter gives it to you through the Bracha. Says the Tzlach, the Rebbe Yehuda, is Al Derech Zez by Torah. Before you learn, before you make the bracha, the Torah is Torah delay. That's the Gemara says b'tchil, and therefore Torah delay of the Eibishter. Right? Asher Alkin, it's impossible for a human being to properly be master Torah. Once you make Birchas HaTorah, then you're koine the Torah. The Eibishter gives you the Torah b'matona, right? And then it becomes Torah of the person, and then you're able to absorb Torah. The Fizeh, he said that's why it's alluded to in the Halachas Gedolos, one of the earliest works of Halacha that we have. He's makdim his sefer at Hakdoma with Pirchas HaTorah. Why, says the Baal HaBag, Kedei Shalomdim Achar Sheberech Yizkayim Biyodei Liyaz Zikorin Tom. Where's the Divano? Dafka through Birchas HaTorah, you're able to absorb and to remember Torah. Remelech Birman brings a mice, a marvel. There was a yeshiva, a chayderti, whatever, and there were two twins. Twins have the same genes, same environment, same upbringing. One gingle was Matzliach Givaldik, his Pashat Azikorin Niflo, right? And he chapped, and he was limited by Hasmoda, and he had a geshmak and a simcha zachai. And his mamish, his brother, Tamu Balsik, I'm sorry, right? A klotz, but nothing gate that rain. He had no gishmak, no cheshek. And the melamdim tried every takbul, every eitz, every school known to mankind. One day, the menahel suddenly realized that the twin, who was the klotz, was a parta. Suddenly, he's learning with a cheshek, with a rosin, with a sheifa, with a, and in no time, you couldn't tell the difference between one twin and the other. So he saw this is not the milsa de shchicha, a radical transformation of a child. He went to the father and told him, tell me the secret. And he said he saw the tremendous difference between one child and the other. It didn't make any logical sense. He decided every day he's going to say Birchas HaTorah with Kavona Atzuma, Mitich HaSidr, B'Mesinus, Kemoina Mois, etc., etc., etc. And probably a lot of Demois. And suddenly, in no time, the two boys were equal. That's the kuyach of Birchas HaTorah, to be able to absorb Torah. What is the logic? I've said many times, it's a yisoid, it's a principle. We know the Gemara says in ribui places, Barosi Yetzara, Barosi Torah, Tavlin. Torah is the antidote to the Yetzahora. Torah is called Mesukim Midvash, Vinoifisufim. Everyone knows, I've said this a thousand times, the Chavetz Chaim in the Akdomah, the Likutei Halacha, springs from the Rosh, in case of Mevorchim, B'Shem Rabbeinu Yoinah. That Dvash, honey, has the quality that even if a Dvar Isser falls into the Dvash, it becomes totally dissolved, and it's Mutter, it becomes a Shtikel Dvash. Al derech the Torah radically transforms a person. I shtel zech the klotz kasha. I don't want to, whatever. But you and I know people who are gewaldige yediyas and masmidim, and they learn Torah and they finish us countless times. But when it comes to what happened to the shmir of Torah and the Torah is the chalayis says of Avram Shor. I've said this a million times. You say this. That when does Torah become dvash to radically transform a person? Only if you have the mesikus of Torah. If you feel the geshmak, you learn Torah with achayas, with slavos, then the Torah's bodik menusa will change you. But if you learn Torah, you're elchi, you don't want to roast and toast and gehenim leil mi alamin. You want to get a shtikel of yos and leil. So you learn Torah, you come to every shir and but you're learning it mitzat kabbalas all. It's a pain. It's a tzar. Brachamish can brayer. I don't want to. Whatever. If you don't learn Torah with a geshmak and a chayis and slavos, the Torah is not going to. You mekayin the mitzvah Talmud Torah. Aber that Talmud Torah transforms the person. When that's pshat. When the Gemara says in the Dorim that the famous Gemara that Cholul the Chachma the Neviim Al Ma of the Horitz, nobody knew how to answer. Why was the Beis Hamikdash the Churin Beis Hamikdash? Until they asked the Abishur himself, and he said Al Ozva Mister Rossi Lehil Leshama Bekel Leholchuba says the Gemara Shalei Borchu Batayretchila. They didn't make a bracha, right? What's the difference? They didn't make a bracha, right? The pshat is. I mean, if it was clear they didn't learn Torah, then why did the Chachamim and the Neviim not know? They're a bunch of batlonim, right? That's the reason. And the MS in Tanakh and Mefurish that the Churin Beis Hamikdash Harishon we're talking about, the Potkin Yirmiyah, will talk about because of the Gimel HaChamur is the Zohar Gimel HaChamur is Zohar Gimel HaChamur. Didn't make a brocha. Chazal were asking stuff. Obviously, it was because of the Gimel HaChamurs. But where is Torah, which is Magda Umatzla, which should have protected them from these terrible avers? And the answer is Shalei Borchu BaTorah Tchila. Which bracha? I said many times. Reb Tzadik says in Kriyas Amincha they were missing the second bracha. V'hariv No Hashem Dekenu with the Vesir Oscha. When a person is missing the mesikus of Torah, then the Torah doesn't have the natural effect it should have. Which pshat I think is, what is the active ingredient in Torah that Torah transforms a person? The fact that Torah is brilliant and great is pshat that Torah is elikus, Torah is godliness, right? And Chazal say. When a person opens up a Gemara, you're pushing Makabal Peneshchina. Or Berchazal say in various places, Mar Shabbos, Mar Psochim, the Einashchina Shoira Elamitaych Simcha. So when a person is learning Torah, which is Kabbalah's Peneshchina, but not, right, Bitaych Simcha, then the Torah is not going to have effect. Kiyadua, we've said many, many times, the famous Akdama of the Eglital, the Toz Hamafursim of the Hamoin, ordinary people think, you want to be a Chassidish person, you want to do everything with Shema. So a person thinks that if I have a Chadash, you're hard of learning, and you have a Geshmak in it, so you're not learning with Shema, you're learning because there's a Toz Hamafursim, says the Avnezer in the Akdama of the Eglital, the when a person dafka has hanoah and has a geshmak in learning Torah, then he becomes dovuk in Torah. When you do a mitzvah, you eat matzah, and you eat the same tainug, so it's shloi lishmo. Aber the tzuras hamitzvah of Talmud Torah is dafka to have a geshmak. When by MS this is Mefurish in Rishayim, Kidua, there's a Taz. If a person makes is Moider Hanoam Yichavir, I don't want you to have any benefit from any of my Chavetz. are you allowed to take your shofar and blow it on Rosh Hashanah? Mitzvah al hadith. Are you allowed to take his sefer and borrow his sefer? He has a chidush and a brach ber. I don't know, whatever. And you don't have it at home. Could you borrow his sefer? Hello, folks, Earth. It's 1,000 years a day. If Simon Reishav Alvis, if Gotten Mem Gimel, you're not allowed to. What's the difference? When it comes to Kiyas Shofar, like all other mitzvahs, it's mitzvah that has to do. You could take a shofar. When it comes, however, to learning and Torah, you're learning Torah properly, you should have a hano, right? Yes? Then it's, you say mitzvah, by Talmud Torah, you say mitzvah that has to do. But the Taz doesn't say you have to have a hano. It's a chelev mitzvah. It's natural, you're going to have it. It's permitted, right? But it's mefurish they found in the chidushim of Rabbeinu Avram and Ahoram Masech and the Dorim Nafim Ches. He asked this kasha, and look at the lashon. V'lav kushi, yes, the Taz kasha. The leshayach time of the mitzvahs lav lehen is to do ever be mitzvah shitluy ma'isa. When it's a mitzvah which involves action, then says Rabbeinu Avram and Ahor, you could say kisha odem oyse oyse in the car, the divine no she in oyse oyse on us guve last but you mean stav me sa chef when you do a mitzvah for you do it because the Abishter commanded you aval mitzvah limud hu in yin tzir halev yir dia so emes the ikar atzivu yu kde le tzair ho emes ulus anik vle henleis bimado le smoyach levovoi ve sichloi ki dechsiv pekudei Hashem yishar mesam chlev befurish in one of the rishayim which didn't exist. I mean, it existed, but it wasn't known when the Avinezer wrote the Hagdama to Ekletal. But the Avinezer was Avinezer, and Mechavin Ali with Emes. But Furish in Rishonim, that the Simcha, the Hano, the pleasure of learning, is a chelek from the Ikar HaMitzvah. It's all right to say for the Yekos and Yosef. And so, as we'll soon see, the Levush in Siman Mem Zayin says the whole bracha that you make on Limud HaTorah, Birchas HaTorah, is dafka given, like also, the Odom, the Heaviest, but Elam Azeb, believe Brocha. If you're Nana from your apple, without making Brocha, you're Moyal in the Abishter's world. Al Derech says, since Torah is given for. So it's a Birchas Hanoah. Birchas Hanen. So says the Levush. Umbe Emes on the Medesh Rabbah and Eicha Rabbah, it says that. Shat in the Gemara in the Dorim that the Beis Hamikdash was Chorav Gedimik of Brocha. So in Pirushim on the Medrash, Mishnah to Rabbi Lezer, it says, because if you don't make a Brocha, is the Charaya your Moyes B'Torah. It's also Shal Torah, which is the Siba of the Churim, because by you there's no Pkud Hashem Yisrael Mazab Kalif. When the Emes is brought in the Chsidish's form, that they asked the Baal Shem Tov, people were scared of having a Geshmak in Apsam, the Mechadish, whatever, something in Torah, a new insight. Everyone has that koyak, everyone has that specific chelik in Torah, and a person has a simcha in it. And they asked the Baal Shem Tov, I'm having tsar for the fact that I'm having simcha, because I want to din the Eibush Lishma, not because I got personal pleasure and enjoyment. And the Baal Shem Tov said that it's a mukhr, because the chefza of Torah is such that pkudei Hashem Yishorim, you see, an oval is not how to learn Torah. It's like the etzem of Torah is something which gives simcha, if you're an amala mensch, right? As long as you're doing it in Mechadish Kishtayra, and it's not the sole reason you do it, you do it to give the Eibishter Nachas Ruach. But you also are getting Hanoah from it, it's 100% permitted. That's how we daven every Shabbos of Orchim. This week Shabbos of Orchim, name. Chayim Sheyesh Bono Havas Torah. So the present Slonim Rebbe says, the difference between a person who has a Havas Torah and a person who doesn't have Havas Torah is Kerechoyt Mizrach Mimayev, with a million mile difference, a different world, different tier. Therefore, we always speak about who yiftach libeinu b'tzik. That's the psichas hamoyach. It says koshim al libecha, because the way to achieve Torah is through the geshmak in Torah. The pasuk says, "Vayomer aleim simu levavchem lechol advorim asher lichi meid b'chamayim." Moshe Rabbeinu tells him, "Simu levavchem," and then he ends off, "Ki loy dovar reiku miken." To which shells of the and someone have thought that Moshe Rabbeinu was on the mountain for 40 years to give us a dover rake, chas v'shalom. And the Yerushalmi famously in Peah says, "Ki loy dover reku mikem, v'im dover reku is mikem." What does that mean? What's going on here? Now the pshat is, says the Slonim Rebbe, it's a simul of avichem. It doesn't say simul your mind. The ikar is the heart, because the pasuk says, "Yarev kamotar." Why is Torah called Lekach? Says the Shem Yishmuel, B'Shem his father, the Alfinezer, Torah is called Lekach because it helps, it's moil to a person, Lefi Erech, to the Kich, how he takes different Torah. If you learn Torah, says Alfinezer, with a Chayus and his Lavus, and a Regesh HaNefesh, then Torah will be Nikla. You absorb, you internalize Torah. Via Mereku, you're sitting and learning, right? Aber you don't, it doesn't affect you, you don't internalize Torah. Is the Chayetz Mikem, because felt. And therefore you see Givaldic expressions in Chazal, the Eid Tanoim, or Mishtageya in Torah, Koloshna, Arachayim, Akodesh, Ayaduim. Their face would shine. There's a famous Yushalmi, where the Amatronisa, a Roman matron, saw Rabbi Yehuda, and his face was shining, his countenance. And she said, either you're a shikert, you're a drunkard. You know, drunkard's always red in the face, don't know. Or you're malva beribus, so you sit in life and twiddle your thumbs and whatever. Or you're magadla chazir. You have it too easy. He said, no. You see, all throughout the Gemara, that tzol upon of throughout the Gemara, was you? The fi zeh vedrecht. You know something that always bothered me? The lashon of the Gemara in Kiddushin is barasi yetzara, barasi teira. What's tavlin mean? Spice. If you were like being Moshul Mesholim on Torah, you would call Torah a spice. Spice is, you have a shtickle roast beef, you have a shtickle chicken, right? And your wife wants to like make a, you put a bit of spice. The ikar when you have a chom is the spice, the ikar is the chom. Hello? I would have thought Torah is the meat and potatoes. The spice is like make a tasty. You learn derech brisk, you learn derech whatever. Of course, the Torah is yayin and basar and lechem and all the other. Aber the ikar kineged barasi yetzara, that's the tavlin. Tavlin gives a geschmack. How do you fight the yetzara dafka when Torah with nimshul to tavlin? You can have all the biggest Torah in the world. Aber es felt in the tam in the geschmack. The Shlomo HaMelech says, "Tichabedcha ki tichabkeno." When does Torah give you the COVID elevator, transform the person? When you're chuyvik, when you embrace Torah. How do you embrace Torah? When you have this life. Chazal say Torah is compared to water. Water only hydrates. It only whatever. When the person is tzomei lemayim, if you have no thirst, then the water won't help you. It's a gish. Be'emes, there is a. I've had the time. I don't want to talk about. The Zohar gives a moshul nifla. Zohar in Parashat Mishpatim, look it up yourself. That's how it says. Moshul, he says, to a princess who's Yifas Toyer and Yifas Mera, and everyone gathers outside of her palace. But there's one person who she loves, and one person loves her. And everyone gathers, and he comes every day to see her. And what she does is she like makes this little hole, and every day she looks at her beloved, and no one else knows of this secret hidden relationship. She's tmirin, she's hidden in the palace, right? But when he sees her looking at her for that few minutes, that's what gives him his kishkis, his heart, everything goes out. And with that he has same thing said the Zohar HaKadosh with Torah. When a person has a geshmak in Torah, then the Torah reveals itself to him. Okay, that's Bederach Hakdama number one. Lefi zeh, I understand. Lefi zeh, that Torah only works to protect the person when it's a Torah of Tavlin, when Torah of the Geshmak Torah, which is expressed by the fact that you make a Birchas HaTorah. We could understand something else. L'chura, Pashut the Gemara says a statement of Rabbi Yehuda that Birchas HaTorah is Min HaTorah. Kishem Hashem Ekra Hava Goyel Ekeh. So Birchas HaTorah, according to many Poskim, is just like Birchas HaMozen is Min HaTorah. Exactly what, some other time we'll talk about. When, Tzibur, B'yochid, Passion is a thing. The Fi Zeh, says Rival Frank, the Hartzvi brings from his nephew in Hartzvi, the first sermon in the Kuntus of Mili Zebrochus. I can now go back and understand a new understanding in the Gemara in the Dor. Alma of the Oretz. Also a statement of Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amarav. Shalei Baruchu B'Torah Tchilo. Yeah? So everyone asks the Shaila, where in the Pasuk say anything about a bracha there? Why was the Beis Hamikdash destroyed? Yisrael was destroyed. Al ozvam es teirosi, shalei halchu bo. Where does anyone Pasuk about a bracha? So they didn't learn that ozvam es teirosi. We have a bracha coming out. Everyone asks discussion. when everyone knows the famous Ran, the Bach, I'm not going to get involved. Says Revival Frank, very interesting answers. There's a Gemara in Brochus Taftesvov. The Gemara says, Chirush Hamadabar Ve'eni Shemir. Right? He shouldn't lo yitrek. V'yim Torah Turmosi Trum. So a person, the Gemara, this is the Shita Rabbi Yossi, like you said, Kriya Shema Oznoi, you're not yitzu. So a person who can't hear makes a brocha, it's not a proper brocha. Therefore, he shouldn't be the one who's tayrim the truma, because he can't make a brocha. But if he be the other made the brocha, he's tayrim, he's yitzu. The truma is a truma. Says the Rosh, the Tosfos HaRosh, since truma, the bracha, is the rabbon, birchas hamitzvahs are the rabbon, therefore, b'diavad is shapir dami. Aval yihave birchas truma deiraiso, because stama bracha truma, v'hafesh truma, is only midrabbonon, therefore it's not ma'akev the chaluyis hamitzvah. Or berlu yitzur, if the bracha of truma would have been midaraiso, then not being able to be yitzur the bracha, we ma'akev you fulfill the mitzvah. You with me? Oy Bazoi says Revival Frank. By Torah, the bracha is Yedarais. If the bracha is the Raisa, kum dois, then if they learned Torah, they didn't make a bracha. Mitzad as the Ran said, they didn't have the Chshivas of Torah, the Likus of Torah, they have the, it was a Hashem mitzvah, the Beis Levi says, it wasn't. So it was that they weren't Yoytzu the mitzvah of Torah. Oy Bazoi, the Pshat in the Pasuk is Recht. How awesome is Torah? They didn't learn Torah. They did learn Torah. But what Torah without a bracha, they can't Torah. Radical, fascinating. That the MS, but in Lomdus, is totally a machlikis ashler out of mamish. Down the line, there are shittis who hold. If a person would learn Torah without making a bracha, is he yoitza the mitzvah of Talmud Torah? So the Rechaim Valojiner in the Zagdoma, the Sefer Tzliusa, the commentary of the Gro and Kabbalah, he says, Shittas HaGro, and so brings the Tziv in Childhood Jewish Meshiv Dover, and so Rabbi Avad Yosef brings from the Chido in Childhood Jewish Yosef Oimitz, and the Chayodim seems to say, Taka, like, as he just said, you know, Yosef. So Fiz Evekrech. There are those who say, I'm not going through the whole, in the Sefer called Shvive Eish, from Shmuel Lezer Stern, Bezdin Bnei Brak. He says, it depends. If you pass him like the Ramban, that a ribui rishonim, that Birchas HaTorah is the Raisa, then Taka Yinayet. Right? Or you could. But if it's midrabonon, it's not mistaber to say that midraisa, you don't have to make a bracha. Came along the Rabbonon, and they were sacking a bracha on Torah. And the Rabbonin came to be mafkia, you could say it, but it's like not mistaber to say that the Rabbonin then went ahead, oh mafkia, the mitzvah, the rice, because you didn't make a bracha, the Rabbonin. There are others who disagree with the Shalom Shuvah, Betzal HaChochma, Betzal Stern, who was Rav Melbourne later in Vienna, later in Tzrol. He says, it's chlal, a whole arichas in the beginning, the first chelak alav of Betzal HaChochma, Sibn Aleph, he says that you're yoytzu the mitzvah even without a bracha. You yitzed mitzvah. It's like any other mitzvah you did. If you took a lulav, you didn't make a bracha, you're not yitzed. Let me think on a shayla, a practical shayla, which Rabbi Asher Weiss, Zalgun Zayin, said, Meisim b'chol v'yamin Eretz Yisrael. A frum fellow with a beard and a kapot, and he walks into a taxi. Taxi driver is some guy without a yarmulke. Some, what you say, Gakola, some who's not yet frum. Doesn't put on a bit of tamtu. Oh, Rabbi, so I had a taxi. Tell me a dvar to you. You can be sure this guy's been working the night shift. He has not said Birchas HaTorah. Are you allowed to say a Dvar Torah? Like the famous Shaila, you have to give a piece of cake to a fellow, whatever, who's not going to make, who you're sure is not going to make a broch. There's poor passage, you can't. I'm not getting involved in that. Ask a competent Orthodox rabbi. Right? So are you allowed to share a Dvar Torah with the guy sitting in the taxi driver? A well-meaning fellow. Who you can maybe make a Makarim, whatever. Right? Aber he didn't make Birchas HaTorah. No, how do you pass him? Huh? So Rav Eliyoshev, the child came to Rav Eliyoshev, and he passed him, you could say, share the Dvar Torah with him. Why? Because his kavanah is he wants something gishmak. He's going to a cocktail party tonight with his firm brother. So he wants a Dvar Torah, something to say, Shabbos, Zainik, whatever. Yeah? So his kavanah is not for the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So therefore, there's no isser in him saying a Dvar Torah without a bracha, because he's not making the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. He's just interested in a nice, interesting, curious vertel to say. So Rav Asher Weiss says, Hatenach, that makes sense, Rav Asher said. If you hold that birchas, I will discuss in a minute, that birchas ha... Birchas ha-Torah is birchas ha-mitzvahs. Nor normal birchas ha-mitzvahs on your lulav is rabbonu. And here the Torah says the birchas ha-mitzvahs is derais. And here, since this kavanah is not to do a mitzvah, so he's not a chayit mechuyev in brach. But what happens if you say, and we'll soon learn the that birchas ha-Torah is birchas ha-shvach? Hello? Or birchas, perhaps, birchas ha-no, birchas ha-nen. As the levushin, hello? So Vaiti, you're stuck with the shayla. So Rav Asher Weiss says, it's not mistaken. We have a mitzvah. We have a bruch. The bruch of the rabbonon, the raisa, whatever. But the bruch is a nitful to the ikur. The ikur is the mitzvah. It's not mistaken to say that if you didn't do the bracha, then we make the mitzvah, it's a mitzvah. So he disagrees with the whole geshef. As the B'Sal HaChachmas. It says in Pasuk that Al Ozvam es Teirosi, right? And now you're telling me they didn't make a bruch, but that's what it says in the Pasuk. Now, the feed of Reinu, the Kasha doesn't begin to start. It's not a question here. Did the people in the time of the Churban Bayis with the Yoitz of the Mitzvah Talmud Torah's initial? They did have a Dezorgil Reinu because don't. Stell the child, where was the Torah which is Magnum Matzah? The answer is, didn't make a bracha. Once they didn't make the bracha, their Torah didn't work. Their Torah wasn't absorbed. They didn't understand Torah. Torah is only Megala, its secrets, its depth, its profundity, its emes, to someone who loves Torah. And they didn't have a love Torah. Alright, didn't make a bracha. So you felt in the Havas at Torah. So therefore, the Torah didn't work. And the Kasha doesn't even begin. That's Agdom. Now, I'm doing something really unethical. I want to discuss just briefly a concept of an halacha of Birchas HaTorah, although I can slug up everything I'm saying today. But there's so many sugyas, there's so many halach, shailas and shailas rubas about Birchas HaTorah. All of it hinge on the following. I think one little aspect. Bichal, okay. Everyone knows that the Ramban says that Birchas HaTorah is HaTorah. One of the Taryag mitzvahs, Atayrish, is it's Avinu lahoidos lishmo yizborech bechol eishen nikra b'tayra ala toiva gdeilish also onu besita toiros yili. Wait, it's all fine. You with me? Everybody goes wild on the Rambam. That the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, when he does not list the mitzvahs asay of making kishem Hashem ekra, mitzvahs asay of. Even the Marshal, the Megillas Esther, whose normal derech is to protect the Rambam from the bows of the Ramban, here he says, no, he doesn't understand the Rambam. Right? He said, if the Rambam learned that the pasuk is not a smachta, then you have to prove it's not a smachta. The pashtus in the Gemara in Brochus were comparing Birchas HaTorah to Birchas HaMozer. This is Lefanel, and that's Lacharel. Look at the sugi. It's obvious in the Gemara that Lechura is the Raisa. Okay. To understand the Shittas HaRambam, but the Hektim, whatever. Okay. Let's go through the Gemara Brachos Tafir Aleph. The Machloik is two opinions. I'm Shmuel. What is the Nusach you make the Bracha before Kriya Shema? Either it's Avarabo, and Chachomim say it's Avas Oilu. And there's Rayas to each side, right? Then, right afterwards, Avarabo, Rabbi Yilam Shmuel, Hishkim L'Shamis. You get up early in the morning to learn? Actually, Kora Kriya Shema, before you said Kriya Shema, you have to make a bracha. Bracha Zatir. Misha Kora Kriya Shema, Ein Tzorach Levorich. Why? Shekfar Nifter, Avarab. You already Yoitza Bracha Zatir by saying Avarab. Says Rashi, because Avarab, Avzoilam, whatever you pass it, is Keneged Me'ein Bracha Zatir, the same Libeinu. Okay, fine. General theme. Toisvis Alasar in Brachas brings a Yushalmi, right? That you say that you could be says to Yerushalmi, that you say that you could be yoitza birchas atayra through avarabo, v'hu sheshona alasar. That means immediately after you finished your da'ish menesra, you sit and learn. Otherwise, avarabo doesn't pater you for birchas atayra. So the Tosfos says, "V'nishal Rav Rabbi Yitzchok," right? Kegoyin onu, right? Baruch Hashem Ashador. But in those days, people who had to work for a living, Baruch Hashem, we all are living on real estate. We don't, no one have to work today, Baruch Hashem. But, right? But in those days, where people have worked for a living from early in the morning, whatever, so we don't learn right after Shacharis, we're true to the Holchem till midday, right? Why don't we make Birchas HaTorah every time we open the Gemara, every time we open the Sefer? Right? Deciding to learn, make a bracha, eat another piece of cake, and 5 hours later. Says Tosfos, "Hey Shivri, to lekaimelon ka isa yushal." Our Bavli, right, doesn't make any mention of the fact, and therefore you don't have to make Birchas HaTorah every time you learn, and therefore you don't have to learn the altar. So even in, as we'll soon see, in the Zman and Tosfos, whatever, right, there was no such minig that we have today of you make Birchas HaTorah and immediately say Birchas Kehanim, the Pesuk of Birchas Kehanim, or the Mishnah of Eilu Dvorim. They just said Birchas HaTorah and Gemara. So when are they going to learn? 5 hours, Machnishlis. The Bavli learns that you don't have to learn Torah, Al-Asar, right, immediately, the altar, after you make Birchas HaTorah. So according to that, according to the Riyas HaBachloikis, Bavli Yishon. And we pass like the Bavli. Number two, says Tosfos, it could be that when did the Yerushalmi say that you're nifter birchas haTorah through Avarab? when you learn la'altar, that's only if you're being yotzu with the bracha of Avarab, which is not the normal bracha for Torah. But if you make the brachas that we make, Asher Ketorim Zvayzer V'Tivonu, lastly, whatever alter v'Torah, whatever city you happen to daven from, and Harivno and Asher Baruch Bonu, right? Then you could be yaitzah even if you don't learn the altar. Second opinion. Right? Hello? Even the Shita Sayyid Shalom. Okay? It's precarious kol hayom, works the whole thing. Second opinion. There's no machlokes here. A third opinion. Vatzar Fatim. In France, the minhag was to learn immediately after Birchas HaTorah, like the Yerushalmi. So they hold this. These two last answers hold there's no machlokes. Yes, either everybody says that you don't have to learn after Birchas HaTorah, it's only Avar Rabba is different, or that you, even according to the Bavli, you have to learn immediately after Birchas HaTorah. You with me? Hello, folks. You have so far three shittas and Rishayim. Either the Re, that's the Machlik, is Bavli and Yerushalmi, and according to the Bavli, you don't have to learn Al-Azhar. Can anyone tell me the logic in that? You ever heard of a person making a bracha on Al-Natila's lulav and walking around the block 10 times, then shaking lulav and ezer? Mitzvahs have to be done, or even nothing else. Here you're making a bracha on Shikshanim, Bezvayisim, Ziyonu, Al, Divrei Torah, Elastic, Divrei Torah. And then 3 hours later, when you come back from the factory, in those days, no one worked 1 to 3, 4 hours. I mean, people broke to work. Right? I was like, you're looking around, right? Or how can you make a bracha now when you're Yitzhak? Hello? What kind of sheets is that? Sheet number two is afilu. Do you shall me? They have to make the. You have to learn al-altar. That's only for what avarab. But if you say birchas atayr, what in the world is the difference between avarab and birchas atayr? Sheet is atzafatim. Is that you have to what? Even learn immediately. And that's our meaning. There's a fourth sheet. I said before there's a machlekes in the Gemara with the avarab or avas oilum. And then the Rif says, and we paskin avas oilum, right? And then he's mashmit the whole hemshich of the Gemara from his halachas psukas, right? That you could be yotzei with avarab. Just unlike the Rosh. Who, why? What happened to the Rif? Where to go? So the emes is, right? You could, b'doicha, you could answer the Rif in kamay famim. But you look in the Ravon, in Hichas Brachas, Simon Kufman Beis, look at the Loshen. Hishkim l'shanis. You get up early to learn. Ben Mikra, Ben Mishnah, Ben Talmud, with a Torah Shuksav, Torah Shalpeh, Ben Koidim Shekara Kriya Shema, Ben Va'achir Shekara Kriya Shema, Mevorech. My Mevorech, and with three brachas. Is a mefurish in Ravon, that even if you've already staff in Chachers, and you said you're Avarab Avas Oilam, and you forgot Brechatera Lechatila, you still got to say it now. Hello? And that's Mestaber, how the Rif and the Ravon are in the same Shita, that you cannot be Yoitzah And everyone, the famous tshuva of the Dvar Avram, which I had the time ago through, maybe the tshuva, which the Dvar Avram, the Kovner Rav, wrote to the Rebbe Chanan. It's a whole sugi, a brilliant tshuva, right? The Dvar Avram asked, where in the world did the Rif and the Ravon decide to do away with the Gemara without a Raya Faker? It was leaked. Then you have to add insult into the, like a shita which seems so strange to our ears, a fifth shita, and that's the shita of Rashi, which is brought in the Rashba and Brachas, which is brought like Maimonides. Rashi would get up early to learn, and he'd make Birchas HaTorah, and then he'd go to Shul, to Daven, Betzibur, and he'd make Birchas HaTorah again. Just like, if you make Birchas HaTorah, they call you up for Aliyah, you make again, Rashi, make twice. Everyone, tell you so, everyone goes wild. What kind of sheet is that? You made Birchas HaTorah. We're going to Shul, we got to go to Birchas HaTorah. Hello? So the way, the simple way, I'm stealing now Pasha plagiarism from a Sefer called Menuchas Meir, a very wonderful contemporary Sefer. But and if I want, I could start infallible. But the simple Mahalik and all of these Machalikas depend on a very simple Machalikas. See, Birchas HaTorah is Birchas HaMitzvahs. Or it's Birchas Hashvach. If you say that it's Birchas HaMitzvahs, the Raisa of the Rabbanan doesn't interest me now. But it has the Gedorim of Birchas HaMitzvahs. A Birchas HaMitzvahs, you have to perform the mitzvah after you make the brach, the altar. Over Lasayos, not over the over. Right? Asher Alkin, those who say you must learn the altar, hold that it's a gather of. So the Yushalmi, according to the first sheet in Tosfos, right? The first way of learning Tosfos. Machlokes is Bavli and Yushalmi. The Yushalmi holds his Birchas HaMitzvahs, and the Bavli holds his Birchas HaShvach. Hello? Birchas HaShvach does not have to be said, Alasar, the altar. Varaya from the mitzvah, the Birchas HaShvach, the fact that the Akashanim is a of Tzivonu is a Shvacharaya, because by Bris Mili you also say, Lachnizi Bris Shalav Avram Avinu, and it's not a Birchas HaMitzvah, it's Birchas HaShvach. Or, you have to go to a Chuppah, the Birchas HaErizin, according to the Russian Ksuvas and many other sheets, is a Birchas HaShvach, not a Birchas HaMitzvah. So you could first put on the ring and then say the Bracha right afterwards. Okay? How did the Ramban learn? Who said it's the Raisa? Loshen. Shen is Tavinu lahoidus lishmo yizborech b'chol eishen nikra b'teira atoiv agdela sha'osel. Is this a sound like a bracha you're making on the kiyum ha-mitzvah? Or is it Birchas HaShvach? Shvach. Amad. Me'idach Yisa. You find the Loshen Rebiseinu harishoinu mefurish. There are those who learned that it's Birchas HaMitzvahs. The Rashba in the Tshuva, the Beis Yosef brings the Ram Zayin. Why do we make a bracha before HaTorah, not afterwards? Right? Like you make by Kriyas HaTorah, a bracha before and a bracha afterwards. Because Kriyas HaTorah is, because Torah is a mitzvah, they mevorchen ala mitzvah l'achareim. Because even if you would normally make a bracha after the Kriyas mitzvah, but here Torah has no end. In the Sefer Pardes HaGadol Miuchas to Rashi, Ubirchas HaTorah Eim Hi L'Kol HaBracha Shemimenu L'Madnu Bracha L'Kol HaMitzvahs. Klar in Rashi that he learned that Birchas HaTorah is a what? Birchas HaMitzvahs. Okay? You with me? Okay, I have no time to elaborate. Work it out yourself. You can see each shita, right, depends if it's Birchas HaMitzvahs. Whether you could be Yaitzah with Avarabah, it depends on another machlokes term. Is the Brach of Avarabah, is it a Birchas HaMitzvahs on the mitzvah of Kriyashma? As is Mefurish in Rash, in the Ramban, and many others, there's a Ruah. Right? Yes? Or, there's a Ruah learns from that, from the fact that when a person get up in the morning, he's scared that the minyan will go, whatever, the chazan will chazan zuch, and he'll miss Kriyashma Zmana. So he says Kriyashma earlier. Could he say Avarabah afterwards? Yeah. So there's a Ruah brings a Raya that B'diavad, you could say a Birchas HaMitzvahs even afterwards. The Rashba, it's Fakert, is a Raya that Avarabah is not Birchas HaMitzvahs, it's Birchas HaShvach. So if you learn, right, that Avarab is Birchas HaMitzvahs, and you learn that Birchas HaTorah has to be Birchas HaMitzvahs, so you understand why Avarab patterns you from Birchas HaTorah. But if you learn that Birchas HaTorah is Birchas HaShvach, and Avarab is Birchas HaMitzvahs, what does one got to do with the other? Now you understand the Shitas HaRif and the Shitas HaRavot. Hello? It could very well be that there are both inyon. That Birchas HaMitzvah is Sai Birchas HaMitzvah and Sai Birchas HaShlach. As Rav Soloveitchik puts it, it could be that Birchas HaTorah is a matir. It permits you to learn Torah, because it's just learn Torah without it. And then it's a separate, Kishem Hashem Ekrav, the deraisa part, that's the Birchas HaShlach. You with me? And now you understand Shitas Rashi. Work it out. Right? Now you understand the Rambam. The Rambam holds that it's deraisa. But since it's a chelik from the, like a Birchas HaMitzvah, unlike the Ramban, it's Bar Plukta, right? So therefore it's a chelik from the mitzvah of what? Of Talmud Torah. It's unlike, the Ramban asks, when you have the Kriyas HaParsha by Bikurim, it's a separate mitzvah. It's not nichol in the mitzvah of bringing the Bikurim. Al derech, you bring a Korban Pesach. The mitzvah of Sipur Yerushalayim, it's a separate mitzvah. Al derech here, the bracha on Torah and the learning Torah should be reckoned as two separate mitzvahs. That only makes sense if you learn Keshitas HaRamban, that's a separate bracha of Shvach. But if it's a Birchas HaMitzvahs, it becomes a chelik, part and parcel of the mitzvah itself. And therefore, it's not nimna as a separate mitzvah. Another Another simple nafkamina, do women have to make Birchas HaTorah?
Yes.
The Furch, says the Ogre, because they have to learn Hilchot Atrichs, right? To which everybody asks, all the Mepharshish of Anoruch, right? They have a mitzvah to learn Torah Mitzvah Atzmi, no. It's only a Hechsher for the mitzvah. Since when do you make a brach on a Hechsher? Ubefrat, yeah, hello? So the girl wants to answer, that's going to Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, that a woman could make a bracha even though she's not mitzvah, but she could be a mitzvah. So everyone asks on the girl learns. Everyone asks on the girl, but we're talking the Shitas Shulchan Aruch. And the Shulchan Aruch passes like the Rambam that a woman cannot make Vitzivonu. How do they make a bracha here? Before Simon in the world, everyone knows the famous Griz, right? That what is the bracha on? It's not on the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, it's on the Heftz of Torah. Were women given Torah, do women celebrate Tavus? About. So if they make it not on the mitzvah, kiyum of the mitzvah, but the fact that the Eberster gave them Torah. It's a chayim that Chaim learned that what? It's a like geder of Birchas HaShvach, not a geder of Birchas HaMitzvahs. Hello. The fees of Rechnach HaKasha. If you're Mahara B'divrei Torah, do you make a bracha? Okay, you're a gross Enoch. Shkoyach, I got it. I'm serious, right? But Shulchan Aruch says you don't, but if you're writing Divrei Torah, you do. And everyone goes, if you're writing Divrei Torah, it's fourth, what have you, right? Why should writing be, if you hope after the hero of Kedibur Dami, why should writing be any different than Bimahar? And the girl that she does, you make enemies of Talmud Torah v'Gisa. The answer is Poshet l'Mechaber, because the Mechaber paskins that something like Bittel Chometz, you don't make a bracha, but axiom of the brachas on something which is belief. So even if you're Mekayim and Mitzvah say that Isa through Vigisa Hegun Libi, right? Or but there's no Maisa, no bracha. Or Braksiva, there's a Maisa, you make a bracha. But this all depends on what is the gather of the bracha. Hello? But this also makes sense, by the way, there are those who say, right? What is the Nusach HaBracha? Lasik B'divrei Torah, Al Divrei Torah. If you say it's a Brachas HaMitzvah, then what is the Mahul? How do you define the Mitzvah? Lasik, the Horav in Torah. If it's on the Eberster gave you the Heft of Torah, and Yom Shabbeach, then the Bracha is, and so says Abraham, is the Nusach HaMeduyekes, is Al Divrei Torah, not Lasik. Right? Lech HaKasha. The Bikur Yankee from the Aruch HaNer brings famous word. There's a whole 2 hours talking each one of these stories. I'm just giving you like a brief overview. A person wants to be new in Kedas HaRizal that the sukkah is you should take the Luvin Esther in the sukkah before that. Hold on. Hello? Could you take Luvin Esther before you made Birchas HaTorah? Could you do a mitzvah before you said Birchas HaTorah? You're not learning. You say, why not? I hate to like you, whatever, but the Aruch HaNer disagrees with you. The Bikur Yankee. There are plenty of people who like you. Maybe that Ruach HaKodesh. Hello? Vos likto, im furish in Rishonim. If you're thanking the Eberstein of the Hefts of Torah, so you have to be Berchat Torah in Rishonim, not only for the Torah learning, but for the Eberstein gave us mitzvahs in the Torah. So even before Asiyas HaMitzvahs, you have to make a bracha. Mash Eikin, if you learn it's a Birchas HaMitzvahs, you're not Mekayim a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. When you shake a loaf of Esther, Ashok, you don't have to make a bracha. You with me? Yeah? What happens in other Shailer Halacha? If you say, saying Psukim, Derech Tachnunim. Slichas, getting up and saying Psukim. So you have to make a bracha before Birchas HaTorah before you say Slichas or not. Machloikas. If it's a gedder of Talmud Torah, one can argue if I'm saying that, but Talmud Torah is Talmud Torah. But derech tefila, perhaps you don't have to say. But if you're thanking the Eber, the Chefter of Torah, these are psukim from the Torah, you got. What happens to one of these Sfardim? And Sfardim have a mimic, Soydim Hari Kodesh, to say Zoyer HaKodesh is Matair HaNefesh. You see, people say Zoyer HaKodesh. They just say Zoyer HaKodesh. Pages. Don't got a clue of a shtetor. Remember, they understand as much of the Zoyer HaKodesh as I understand, right? Not a clue. Or by stating Sforim, the Chidodur, saying Zoyer HaKodesh is Matair. They say it. You say Zoyer HaKodesh, you don't understand the word you're saying. It's like a Matair, it's like a mikvah, it's Gvaldi. Are you Mekai in the midst of Talmud Torah, in Torah Shalpeh, where you don't understand the word? The answer is Chornisht. Do you make a Birchat HaTorah before you get up in the morning at 5 o'clock in the morning and say Zoyer HaKodesh? We don't understand the word. Who is your demand? If it's a Birchas HaMitzvahs, no, you don't. If it's a Beshvach, the Heftz of Torah, yes, you do. V'chahina Rabbis. I've just been very brief to whatever. I'm telling you, these two tzadim, it hinges on the Shaila, whether it's Birchas HaMitzvahs or Birchas HaShvach. What I didn't get involved in, there's a whole third way, which is Levush and many, many others. It could be Birchas HaNen. But I'll call upon him. What do I learn from this? That learning Torah is, to go back, Maskif and the Siyam last also, learning Torah is unlike any other thing in the world. The Torah is only internalized in a person when you appreciate the Elikus in Torah. The learning is the base. The Aleph of Torah is the Elikus, the Get Lachai, the Kedushas of Torah. Right? In the Chabad, there was always an expression by the Rebbe is when they wish people for Simchas Torah, for Shmina Tzara, for Shavuos, they go, "Jumakabel Torah b'simcha u'b'pnimius." And it's not just Tamavort, it's Hainuach. When a person has the Simcha, the Chayat, the Slavos in learning Torah, then the Torah is Nivla b'teche Vorim, Koloshen, Agleital and Agdomo. And then your Taka, the Torah comes with Teroscha b'sech Mei, and the Torah has an effect that it should have for the rest of the year. I'm